This week, Virginia's Governor Mark Warner is expected to sign new strip mining regulations for his state. The real push for this legislation dates back to a morning last August when a 3-year-old child was crushed to death while he was sleeping. A rock that weighed 1,000 pounds came bouncing down a hillside and crashed through the wall of Jeremy Davidson's bedroom. The Davidsons lived in Inman Hollow, that's just outside the small coal mining town of Appalachia. NPR's Noah Adams had a report on this story yesterday on All Things Considered, and he joins us now to explain it a bit further. Noah, tell us a bit more about this story, about what happened that night in August.
It's an extraordinary story. It happened at 2 o'clock in the morning. A bulldozer pushed a rock off a ridge from a strip mine, and the rock falls more than 600 feet down into Inman Hollow and goes into the back of a house and kills Jeremy Davidson, 3 years old, as you mentioned, in his bedroom. Now, it's not against the law to strip mine at night. It's not even against the law to strip mine that close to a house. But the state mining agency has ruled here gross negligence. The company, they say, should have taken a lot more precautions. The bulldozer operator couldn't see what he was doing. He was inexperienced. They didn't have extra lights, and they didn't have a spotter to make sure that material wasn't being pushed over the ridge. It's really a tragedy, and it's affected the entire community.
And I understand the Davidsons are suing for wrongful death?
The Davidsons, Dennis Davidson and Cindy Davidson, the parents, they're in their 30s, are suing for wrongful death. The amount of the lawsuit is $26 million. I got to see the bedroom, the hole in the back wall, and it's an extraordinary thing to see what happened at that house.
And how do the rest of the members of the community feel about it?
Well, it's a coal mining community, and danger is always part of growing up there. For more than a century, they've been mining coal. And this is a local company. A&G employs 450 people there, so people want to support them. Still, there's this idea of what really constitutes an accident. This is Jeanette Gillum. I talk with her outside the drugstore in the nearby town of Big Stone Gap, Virginia.
I'm sure there was mistakes made, and I'm sure by the mistakes it was an accident. But accidents are caused, you know, by somebody else's mistakes.
So is there a lot of finger-pointing there in Appalachia to the coal mining company?
There is, but as I mentioned, it's a local company, so we'll see what happens there. A lot of people, including the Davidsons, didn't think there would be any more strip mining up there. The Davidsons just wanted to move out from town to have a home in the country for Jeremy and for his older brother, Zachary. But all of a sudden, you have coal selling for almost twice what it was worth before. China has got a lot to do with that, making a lot of goods for the U.S., for Walmart and other companies. They used to export coal, and now they import coal. There's a big industrial revolution there, and they're driving the price up.
And getting back to the Davidsons, what's ahead for them?
Well, they'll go through the lawsuit procedure. They've moved into an apartment in town. They haven't been back to that house. After it's all over, they want, they say, to move to an adjacent county, live out in the country. Dennis told me it's just too hard to see his neighbors at the grocery store and see that tragedy reflected in the face of almost everybody you run into. Dennis Davidson also had this to say about their son, Zachary, who's now 9 years old, about where he wants to live.
Zachary, he has told Cindy and I, he said, I don't want to live near a hill. He has said, I don't want to live near a hill or a mountain when we move because I might be next.
That's really sad. He probably has plenty of nightmares when he goes to bed at night.
I'm sure he does.
Well, thank you, Noah.
You're welcome, Madeline.
NPR's Noah Adams.